For today, we're just going to talk about social media and just the applications of how you begin to use social media for your business. So my background, I come from, economics, comes from, just art management, esports management, being able to, conduct an event in terms of esports, or say someone is trying to build a portfolio and they're an artist, what are they going to do? What social media platforms do they need to be on in order to, get the job, get clients, things like that? Those are very important in the business. But before you can get to all those things, you need to really just determine, are you a hobbyist? Is this something that you want to do just as a hobby, or something you do as, with the business mindset? You're going to approach it as a business person. And many people kind of get lost because they believe social media is free, but in reality, social media isn't free at all. It takes a lot of time and energy. It takes a lot of your, own effort, and it takes, of course, money if you're going to take this as a business approach and have that business perspective behind it. And once you understand that social media isn't free, you can then determine, like the first step, what is, your cost of social media to you? And that's going to be something that really determines your direction in terms of what you want to do with social media, where you can go, and what objectives you need to achieve to, kind of further increase your business, or make sure your hobby is what it is, what do you want it to be exactly. Now, the second thing is being super selective. Of course, there's obviously a ton of platforms that you can use, and there's a ton of opportunities for each new platform that's emerging every day, but many platforms, people seem to go on, and I think that just because they post, or just because they have some type of video or whatever content it is, that things are going to go well for them, and it's going to pick up, and they're just going to kind of build up their audience, organically, and it's just going to happen if they just keep posting and being consistent. But in reality, that's not how social media works. Like, that's not how anything really works. If you're just consistent and you just keep doing it, that doesn't mean you're just going to be successful. You're not going to have a business. You're really just going to have a hobby still. And that's okay if you want a hobby. But if you want a business, you can't just be consistent, post every single day, and expect to make money. That's not really a business. That's just still just a hobby. You haven't made any money. And what I've understood to be the biggest problem for many people with a large social media following or a small social media following is that they say, I have this many followers, this many subscribers, X, And I'm not really making much money. I'm not making any money at all. And I'm like, okay, what's your point? How much money have you actually invested into this? Or what's your strategy into converting, your audience into customers, into clients, into people who continually do business with you over time? What's your strategy for that? And they often tell me, I don't have a strategy, or I don't really have any customers, or I don't have, a big enough audience to make money, or my audience is so large, if I offer them something, they might not, trust me anymore, because I'm trying to like sell something to them, I'm trying to pitch something to them. I'm like, okay, that those are all, from your perspective. But from my perspective, from a business mindset, obviously you need to have an offer, or else you're not gonna make any money. And obviously you need to have an audience, or else you're not gonna make any money. And the last point is most obvious. You need to have a transaction, you need to have a sale to actually make money. And some people might be missing all three of those things. They might just be missing two or one, but they're missing one of those things. And it's very important you identify which one of these things you're missing, or which one of these things need to increase, or just over time, these variables need to be, worked on and improved over time. You need to measure them. And that's just the beginning of where social media really begins to build for you as something you can take from a hobby to a business. Or if you're already in a business with social media, you need to kind of scale. You need to understand that there are certain steps you need to take in order to take this to the next level. You can be more successful, make more money, have a bigger following, have more subs and followers, etc. But that's going to take more of your time and effort, and especially money if you're going to do that. Another thing people need to realize is, step one, of course, how much money are you willing to put in this? How much money are you gonna make? How much money, have you made from social media? If you ask yourself these questions, you can identify quickly, you know, what your objectives are, how you need to scale, how you need to maybe change your processes and systems and things that you've used to, you know, grow your business in order to really, you know, be more productive, be more efficient, be more effective as well. And of course, some people may not have any money to put into the social media, and some people might not have, you know, the resources otherwise outside of financial resources to put into their social media in terms of time, effort, things like that. And, you know, you need to understand, you know, where is your kind of reserve for these resources coming from? Are you going to put that extra hour in every day, just, you know, kind of hovering over Twitter feeds or whatever it is? Or are you going to put the hour into something productive that could be, you know, on a maybe weekly basis, you know, just uploading a video on YouTube or something and really seeing where that goes over time and have that consistency and same type of, you know, relationship with your audience just on a different platform, maybe that you're actually going to take seriously and not just, you know, do it as a hobby, but something that is really going to benefit the people that are in your audience, you know, your target audience. These people are going to be, you know, determining whether or not you have a business, because right now it seems like the majority of people who are on social media, they try and make, you know, a huge business out of their social media, and they may not have, or they may have a huge following is what I've seen actually, but they make really no money. And I'm like, you know, I don't have large followings on social media, but I make, you know, just great money. And so like, there's a disconnect between how people monetize and how people try and they kind of act like they're in the business, but and really they're not, it's just a hobby. And for them, it's more like, oh, maybe once I get to 50K followers or 20K followers or 100K followers or subs, and then, you know, I have some type of business and money coming in. I'm like, no, you really don't understand social media. You don't know how to monetize your audience. And that's a big problem for people. But once you figure that out, then you're going to understand what exactly you need to do to provide value to your audience, what exactly you need to do to, you know, better convert your audience from just people who are listening or consuming your content all the time to people who are really actively engaged in the products and services that you're selling, and they're going to actively start buying them. You know, they're going to start really working with you in terms of customer and client relationship, and that's something that you can nurture over time, and it's going to be better for you if you have a large following. It's going to be better for you because people already have that trust with you, and already have that authority, and that's going to be the best possible case scenario for you if you already have that large following. Now, another thing that people need to determine is what platform you want to be on. First, you need to pick something that you understand very well. You know, you're an expert in it. Secondly, you need to understand who you're selling to. And third, you need to understand where your target customers are. Of course, you need to understand something that many people may not understand. I may have misconceptions about is you pick a platform that you're comfortable with, right? You pick a platform that you know how to really work in terms of how to build that relationship with your audience, how to build that authority, right? And because it's working for you, that's why you continue doing it. That's why you continue trying, you know, you experiment on different types of posts, different type of uploads, things like that, to build a better authority. And also, you know, that relationship over time will be strengthened as you diversify to other platforms. But the first step, always pick something that you understand. A lot of people don't do that. They kind of skip around on platforms and they're like, oh, maybe I'll just do this because it's popular. Maybe I'll just do this because, you know, it's the flavor of the month or something. And I kind of understand this from, you know, how people may think that because just they post art on Twitter or they do creative streams or art streams on Twitch, you know, they've kind of succeeded. They're like, oh man, this is something I really want to do. The platform's been great to me. You know, I have a few people watching, people, you know, consuming my content. I'm like, oh, that's great, man. But how much money have you made though? Like, and It's weird because people are like, oh, I haven't made much money. But I'm like, this is something you understand, right? And they're like, well, yeah, you know, I have this many followers, this many subs. I'm like, okay, but like, how many dollars does that translate into? And they're like, I'm not quite sure. Or it's not very high. And I'm like, I don't feel like you understand the platform very well. And they have this disconnect between, do they actually understand the platform? Or are the results showing them something different? And that's where I'm asking them, maybe you should try something that's new. Maybe you should do something that there's not a lot of saturation, right? The marketplace is still open enough foods come in and you have an advantage compared to everybody else in terms of your skill set, the things you can provide to your target audience, things like that. You know, try a new platform. See what happens. Now, of course, people are going to be like, oh man, I don't know who my target audience is, or maybe I do know who my target audience is, but I'm just not converting them very well into customers or clients. And I'm like, this may not be a platform problem anymore. This may be you not knowing who your target audience is very well, or if you do know who your target audience is very well, you don't know how to convert them over to customers and clients. And I've seen this in some of the own operations and managements that I've glanced across, right? I haven't really dabbled in them yet because I'm not trying to go into other people's social media business very much right now. I'm trying to focus on my own, but they kind of have this large following, which I've seen in the things that I've kind of glanced at lately, is that they may have a large following or a small following, and they're like, man, you know what, people aren't converting into customers or clients, or you know what, people aren't really actively engaged in my content right now, you know. And I'm like, how much time can you really spend figuring out who your target audience is? Like, just spend a day, 2 days, a week, a month, a year, you know, really building up, you know, that profile, that user profile for your target audience is. You know, what are they like? What are they not like? You know, who do they hang out with? Where do they hang out? What's their average age? What places do they like to go eat, you know? It needs to be that personal, and people don't have that personal of a relationship with their audience, and it's really saddening. And I'm like, how could you possibly turn someone into a customer or client? You didn't even have a personal relationship with them, right? They may trust you, but you don't have a real relationship that's gonna last and mean anything over a year, over 2 years, over 3 years. It's just faking it, really. So figure out who you're selling to. Be very specific and make it very, very relevant what you're trying to do. If you're having concerns about making your audience, you know, convert into customers and clients, just tell them, be like, hey guys, I'm launching a new product. I'm doing so and so on this platform. If you'd like to come and support me, you may. If not, then that's fine. I'll still, you know, create content on this platform or whatever, etc. And let's hang out. Let's have fun. It can be as simple as that, honestly, if you're switching platforms and, you know, trying to convert your audience into customers and clients. It can be really as simple as that. But in, you know, hindsight, you want to remember that you want to be transparent with your audience, right? Be like, okay, I'm starting up this project, right? It's going to be a business. It's going to be, you know, actually selling products or services. This is what I'm aiming to do. This is my projections for the year. This is how my business plan is going to work. This is what I'm going to provide for you. And you know, you got to give people benefits and features, obviously, of why they should sub or follow you on social media. Because, like, once people do sub and follow you, they're not just doing it just to support you. They're doing it because, you know, they want to get something out of it, right? It's a relationship that you have to give and you have to also take. So you need to remember that. Now, of course, the last question is, where are your customers? You know, like, what platform? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Twitter? Is it, you know, any one of these numerous platforms? Of course, I specialize in, you know, just using podcasting, and I have my podcast on multiple platforms, as many of you know, and I use Twitter, I use LinkedIn, I use Facebook, I use as many platforms as possible to connect with my target audience, people who are entrepreneurs, they're creatives, they have their own businesses, they're often artists, they're often in esports, they're probably around the age from 10 to maybe 25, and they probably like to go to the arcade, or they probably like to go to an art gallery, or they probably have an online portfolio of art, and or they're in college, or they're just living, playing games for fun. I have a very good understanding of who my target audience is, and I have a better understanding of, you know, who they want to be. Like, do they want to be a professional gamer? Do they want to be a professional artist? Do they need a mentor? Do they need a coach? Do they need someone who's going to do consulting for them? Are they able and willing to pay me to do consulting or mentoring or coaching? And if not, then how can I provide more value to them by giving them free content? Am I able to just talk with them one-on-one? Do I need to go out and have like a real in-life meeting with them like I did today with my friend at Lion King? Do I need to do something that is specifically going to help them in a way that it's only, you know, I can provide value to them in a way that only I can, that's going to be very beneficial to them? And so understanding where your target customers are in terms of their, you know, location on the world and on the internet is very important, because if you don't narrow that down, how can you sell anything to them? How can you convert them into customers and clients? You may have 1 million followers on Twitter, but if you don't know what your 1 million followers are doing at 3 p.m. on a Sunday and where they're doing it, how can you convert them into customers and clients, you know? Like, you need to have a personal relationship on that level. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful morning or a wonderful night. And please, please remember to share the podcast with your friends and family, whoever you know who may need it. I'm going to go over business and art, specifically the business of design and the economics and business of esports, and kind of how those two have worked together to improve my life and how I've used them to solve problems, not only at the, you know, academic level between high schools and colleges, but also at the professional level as well within my industries of being a creative director and also, you know, marketing director for esports and CEO and owner of businesses and things like that. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Hope you have a great day or night. And remember, please, please pick a social media platform that you understand. Remember, who are you selling to? And remember, where are your target customers?